conducting a performance of The Creation, one of Haydn's greatest masterpieces. That's here on Radio 3 at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
A violinist acclaimed for his interpretation of Brahms. One critic said his Proms performance of the Brahms Violin Concerto was the most extraordinarily intense and dramatic rendition I have heard. On Radio 3, live in concert, violinist Christian Tetzlaff plays all three Brahms violin sonatas in performance at London's Wigmore Hall. Join me, Martin Handley, tomorrow night at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome along to BBC Radio 3 this afternoon. And if you're under snow, then why not enjoy some summer sunshine by listening to the Early Music Show in just a couple of minutes' time. It's the second of two programmes this weekend featuring highlights from early music festivals which took place last summer. But first, with the time just after 1 o'clock, a summary of the BBC News this lunchtime. It's read by me, Ian Skelly. At least 23 hostages of various nationalities are now believed to have died during a siege at a gas plant in Algeria. Three Britons are now known to have died, with at least three more still missing. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has said it's very likely that some of the hostages held by Islamist militants were killed by their captors before Algerian security forces moved in to end the standoff. David Cameron said the attack in Algeria was a stark reminder of the continuing terrorist threat in North Africa and around the world. Tributes have been paid to four climbers who were killed in an avalanche at Glencoe in the Highlands yesterday. It's thought they were swept down the mountain after the slope they were standing on broke away. One woman remains in a serious condition in hospital in Fort William. Freezing temperatures and further snowfalls are causing more problems for travellers. There are delays on some train services and up to 250 flights are being cancelled at Heathrow. A French round-the-world sailor whose yacht was wrecked in the Southern Ocean has been rescued by an Antarctic cruise ship. Alain Delors was pulled from the sea by the crew of the MV Orion after 3 days adrift in a life raft. Barack Obama will be officially sworn in for his second term as US president later today. Mr. Obama will take the oath of office at the White House this afternoon. The oath will be repeated before hundreds of thousands of people at the public inauguration in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Pope Benedict has tweeted in Latin for the first time. He asked his followers to pray constantly, do justice, love goodness, and walk humbly with God. The Pope joined Twitter last month and has 2.5 million followers, around 5,000 of them following his Latin tweets. And the weather forecast for this afternoon in English. Many areas will have more significant snowfall this afternoon, I'm afraid, especially eastern and southeastern England, the North Midlands and northeast Wales. Tonight, persistent snow will move into northeast England and southeast Scotland. And that's the BBC News and the weather. The time now is 1:03. The King Singers are guests on the choir later this afternoon on Radio 3. They're going to be talking to Alid Jones as he previews one of the big choral festivals of the year, the A Cappella Festival. You can hear the King Singers in action at 5 this afternoon. But next today, the Early Music Show, and with a sorely needed reminder of some summer sunshine and highlights of a festival from 2012, here's Catherine Bott.
Hello and welcome to the second of this weekend's programmes of highlights from major early music festivals. Yesterday we were in Prague, and today, once again courtesy of our colleagues in the European Broadcasting Union, the city is Utrecht in the Netherlands. The Utrecht Festival of Early Music celebrated its 30th birthday in the summer of 2012, and it's a real destination festival. Everyone who's anyone in early music plays there at least once. Utrecht has a wealth of ancient churches and convents to use as concert venues, but there's also the thoroughly modern Vredenburg complex in the city centre. There's usually an exhibition or two, lots of fringe events, and a day dedicated to a specific instrument, as well as around 200 concerts, so you can be busy all day long. Our first music today comes from a concert given in the Domkerk, the cathedral, by the ensemble La Divina Armonia, directed by keyboard player Lorenzo Gielmi. Their programme of German cantatas was built on the letter B, with music by Bach, Buxtehude, Böhm and Bruns. Nicolaus Brunz was born in 1655, part of a mini musical dynasty in Schleswig-Holstein. He was one of Buxtehude's favourite students and became a formidable organist and viola da gamba player, as well as a composer. This is his sacred madrigal cantata for Eastertide, Hemmt eure Tränenflut.
Let's go. gedankt, Gott sei gedankt. Gott sei gedankt, Gott sei gedankt. Nun bin ich sorglos.
recorded at the 2012 Utrecht Festival of Early Music, that was one of the 12 surviving vocal works by Nikolaus Bruns. The performers were La Divina Armonia. Bruns died at just 31, never having travelled very far, but his music, particularly his organ works, influenced a later generation, including J.S. Bach. For our next music from Utrecht 2012, we move back in time a little to a composer who's been called an important member of the first generation of Baroque composers in Germany. Samuel Scheidt was born in 1587 in Halle, the son of a municipal beer and wine steward and grandson of a baker. So, no musicians in the family, but several organists and organ builders among their circle of friends. Samuel and two younger brothers caught the organ bug, and all grew up to be professional players. Scheidt, unlike Bruns, left a considerable amount of music, and at the Utrecht Festival, Skip Sempe's group, Capriccio Stravagante, played movements from his Ludi Musici, composed in 1621 when he was court Kapellmeister to the Duke of Saxony, and probably intended as undemanding dinner music. Undemanding may be, but very satisfying to listen to in Utrecht's Gertekerk. a courante and then a canson on the tune O Nachbar Roland from Samuel Scheidt's playful collection of Ludi Musici, played by Capriccio Stravagante, directed by Skip Sempe. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, and some highlights from the 2012 Utrecht Festival of Early Music. From time to time, The Early Music Show does performer profiles of leading musicians, and it's always a bonus to get the subject of a profile into a studio. One of the most memorable interviews I've done over the last few years has been with Masaki Suzuki, quiet and spiritual champion of Bach. And in 2012, he brought his ensemble, Bach Collegium Japan, to Utrecht. Of course, there was Bach in their programme, but also Zelenka, and this setting of the Magnificat by Johann Kuhnau, perhaps best known today for his keyboard music. But he was also Bach's predecessor as Thomas Cantor in Leipzig, hailed as a man who mastered music, law, theology, rhetoric, poetry, mathematics, and foreign languages.
Spiritus meus, in Deo, sanctae lua et anime.
The Magnificat by Johann Kuhnau, performed by Bach Collegium Japan under the direction of Masaki Suzuki, with our own Joanne Lunn among the soloists. The concert took place in the Vredenburg, the modern concert hall in Utrecht. Kuhnau died in 1722, after 21 years in Leipzig, many of them blighted by turf wars with Telemann, the ambitious upstart, as Kuhnau saw him, even enduring the knowledge that the city fathers wanted Telemann to succeed him at St. Thomas's. In the event, of course, it was Johann Sebastian Bach who got the job, and our selection of highlights from the 2012 Utrecht Festival of Early Music ends with music from his B minor Mass. The performers were Capella Amsterdam and Il Gardellino, directed by Daniel Reuss. We'll hear contralto Dorian Livas singing the Agnus Dei, followed by the final choral plea, Dona Nobis Pacem.
Thank you.
The end of Bach's Mass in B minor, performed there by the soprano Mariella Kerkels, with Capella Amsterdam and Il Giardellino, directed by Daniel Royce. And that ends today's edition of the Early Music Show. And the afternoon continues with more choral music in just a moment on Radio 3 with a performance of Haydn's Creation by the Schola Cantorum of Oxford and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment under Adam Fisher. We're in Winchester at 4 to hear last Wednesday's choral evensong, which was recorded at the cathedral there. And to complete an afternoon of music dedicated to the voice, Alec Jones will present this week's edition of The Choir, and amongst his guests performing, as well as talking, the King's Singers. The choir is at 5 this afternoon. Here on Radio 3.
On BBC Two, the remarkable stories behind the everyday inventions we can sometimes take for granted. From electricity...
Can you turn effort into two wires which give you power which you can do anything you want with?
To the jet...
Some of that thrust that's coming out the back to move the plane is sent back through the engine and used to turn the blades.
And the television...
He got a hat box, cut some holes in it. He used the lens from a bicycle lamp. He mounts this whole ramshackle device onto what's called a coffin board.
A new series unlocks the genius of invention. Next Thursday night at 9 on BBC Two.
Tonight on Radio 3 you can hear comedy in our drama on 3. It's a farce which first appeared on stage in the 1960s. It's Friedrich Dürrenmatt's farce about three deluded scientists who believe they're Einstein, Newton and Möbius. They're locked in an asylum and the tale turns sinister as each of them becomes entangled in a vicious murder. Samantha Bond and Jeffrey Whitehead lead the cast in The Physicists tonight at 8:30. And that follows this week's Sunday feature on Radio 3. And appropriately tonight, it's a brief history of being cold. Alexandra Harris charts the cultural history of the cold and how it's shaped the British. And the programme includes a wonderful winter tour of a very special garden in Shropshire, the one created by the rose expert Catherine Swift, which gave rise to her rather meditative book, The Morvel Hours. The brief history of being cold is our Sunday feature tonight at 7:45 here on BBC Radio 3. But next this afternoon, our Sunday concert. And today there's the chance to hear a performance of Haydn's oratorio The Creation, given just a few days ago at the London South Bank Centre. The concert is introduced by Martin Handley.
Hello and welcome to the Royal Festival Hall in London. It was during his first visit to this city in 1791 that Haydn heard performances of Handel's Israel in Egypt and Messiah, the Hallelujah chorus reducing him to tears. He told the friend who was with him he'd like to compose an oratorio himself, but needed exactly the right subject matter. His friend picked up his Bible and gave it to Haydn, saying, "There, take that and start at the beginning." The result, eventually, was Haydn's oratorio Die Schöpfung, The Creation, which is performed today by soprano Sophie Bevan, tenor Andrew Kennedy, and bass baritone Andrew Foster Williams, with the Schola Cantorum of Oxford and the Orchestra of Age of Enlightenment. The conductor is Adam Fisher.
I feel the creation is for all religions. It is for the Muslims, it's for the Jews, it's for the Christians, it's for atheists. Everybody feels it, his music. And this is something perfect. I can't describe it better.
The first performance took place at the Prince von Schwarzenberg's palace in April 1798. Haydn conducted and Salieri played continuo, and all the great and the good of Vienna were there. What must they have thought of the representation of chaos, that extraordinarily forward-looking piece of music with which The Creation begins? The first part of the oratorio describes the first 4 days, when inanimate nature was created. The narrators are the three archangels, Gabriel the soprano, Uriel tenor and Raphael bass, with the chorus echoing and extending their words. Tonight, it's all sung in the original German version. Raphael declares in the beginning and describes how heaven, earth and finally, in an unforgettable musical moment, light were created. Uriel tells how the forces of darkness were thus dispersed. On the second day, thunder, lightning, rain, hail and flakes of snow all appear and the chorus sing their creator's praises. Raphael the bass describes how on the third day, water and land appeared in all its forms, stormy seas, broad rivers, limpid streams, hills, rocks and mountains. Gabriel, the soprano, narrates how the land was covered with forests, many-coloured flowers and herbs that heal all wounds. The chorus praises mighty God, who has clothed both heaven and earth in splendour, before Uriel, the tenor, takes up the story of the fourth day, the shining sun, the softer, milder moon, the stars, the dividing of day from night, and the coming of the seasons. Well, the leader of the OAE, Alison Berry, is already on the Royal Festival Hall stage with the orchestra and scholar cantoral of Oxford. They're joined by the soloist and Adam Fisher for part one of Haydn's oratorio, The Creation.